Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone, and you're very welcome to our channel Narcon with myself and Remy, delivering podcasts on how narcissists behave in order to understand what we've been through or are going through with one, to navigate life in a much easier way going forward in that knowledge. Today, I'm very excited actually about this podcast. I know it may be a bit controversial in relation to people agreeing and not agreeing. So whether you agree with the take or don't, please leave your comments and let me know why. The podcast is going to be called How the Narcissist Sells You Back to Your Family. And this is going to cover the isolation maneuver of the narcissist, how the narcissist will initially isolate you and how they'll use that isolation as a hook. We're going to get into that, and we're going to take from time to time, I use the example of the behaviours of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. And I have made podcasts over the years in relation to these two, and they're in the playlists. If anyone wants to go back and look at old ones, they have been pretty accurate to date. So I'm going to use these behaviours because I consider the behaviours reported in the public arena are the behaviours, in my opinion, of a narcissist and her target, who has become ever more narcissistic. And for whatever reason, he goes along with the dynamic that she has set up, whether it's a lack of intelligence or whether he has been totally fooled, as a lot of us were and have been in these relationships and groomed, etc., etc., and had past bad experiences maybe that made him more susceptible to the maneuvers of the narcissist. So we're going to relate what's happening in their lives at the moment to the theme of the podcast, which is how the narcissist sells you back to your family, or contracts you back out to your family. So the first part of this that I'd like to cover, I'm going to cover some general points. It is beneficial and indeed somewhat essential for a narcissist to isolate their target, the person that they decide, particularly in the intimate relationship, the person they decide on that they want to get into a relationship with. It is going to be so much easier to influence that person if the narcissist's voice is the main voice in their head, and there's no differing or alternative opinions being offered by people of influence, i.e. their family, the target's former family members or friends. Oftentimes, and this has happened and I've covered this in the past, the narcissist will also geographically move the person that they want to get into a relationship with, so that the person is in a new space, in a new place, and has literally no backup support. And again, the only maybe friend or person that they know in the area is the narcissist. Therefore, the narcissist gains much quicker control of the target in order to gain the maximum amount of narcissistic supply. And also, not only is it good for control purposes, but it's good for supply purposes, in that their partner's narcissistic supply, which is emotional reaction, attention, adulation, admiration, services, financial resources, all of those things are not going to anybody else. So the narcissist is in full control of those as well, and is the only recipient of all that other additional narcissistic supply, not just emotional output. So for practical reasons as well. Now, in order sometimes for a narcissist to isolate the victim quite quickly,
they have to play on any residual resentment or in family arguing or any little dispute, and if there's not a dispute, the narcissist will assist the creation of a dispute within their partner's, you know, family and friends group. They will take the side, in inverted commas, of the target, of their proposed partner, in any stories they hear where they say, oh, you were very badly treated there. You know, you did so right not to give in that occasion and, you know, come back to their target and actually feed them skewed versions of things they hear in the family and friends circle, or actually totally fabricate something that the narcissist heard or believes that, oh, that friend you were talking about, I really don't think they're your friend. I really don't think so. I think that they're jealous of you. And you know how it goes, guys, with narcissists. They will take a smidgen of a fact that's the truth. And that could be, I arrived there at 9 o'clock. And out of that one smidgen of truth, they will build wheels of fabrication, an innuendo to present something that happened that didn't happen. The only thing that did happen was that you were there at 9:15 or whatever. And that's enough for them to build a story on. So without going down that particular rabbit hole, the narcissist basically isolates you and causes you to distrust and mistrust family members, and also will feed you the narrative that your family doesn't like me. Your family doesn't like me, and the reasons they don't like me. And then they'll push the narrative and make it actually appear that your family doesn't like them, so that on all sides, it makes sense for you to distance yourself from your family and friends, because this is the relationship of a lifetime. You do not want to lose this person. They're your all and everything in the initial love bomb stage. And it makes sense what the narcissist is saying. And if they, your loved one, the narcissist, is feeling hurt by your family, then withdrawing a bit makes sense. And so it goes, guys, until it gets to a situation where it's, you're very isolated from the people that love you, the people that really love you, you're isolated from. The narcissist has set it up as such. And it's also a hook, as I mentioned at the beginning, a hook in that the narcissist validates you in any unfairness that you may have perceived had happened in the past of your life that you'd let go. But you mention to the narcissist, as the narcissist delves for information about your feelings, about people, about what's happened to you in the past, about your vulnerabilities. And so it goes, and so it goes. So,
experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
I think I've referenced this before in a podcast on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, in that obviously, as in all families, Prince Harry had some issues from his past, issues with the media, etc. These were all very malleable for the narcissist, who, in my opinion, is displaying narcissistic behaviours. I would consider Meghan Markle, in my opinion, because of the behaviours reported in the outer world, in the public arena, that she displays definite behaviours of a narcissist. So that couple manoeuvred themselves out and away from the royal family and actually went across the other side of the world, or across the water at least, quite a distance away from the royal family and any of Prince Harry's former influences. And I'm not giving Prince Harry a free ride here. He has really displayed some pretty nasty aspects to his character. But I would like to, for the purposes of example, use them as an example for the rest of this podcast in how the narcissist sells you back to your family, and we're getting to that now. You may relate this to your own experience or to something that's going on with a son, daughter, mother, father, sister, brother, someone that's in the grasps currently in your family of a narcissist, and how this has played out with you. They follow a totally predictable pattern. It is so predictable, you'll kind of say, how do you know that that's exactly what happened in my family? So, okay, so they have begun to isolate you from your family. This is before the physical move, or it can be after the physical move. What they have done is actually caused a lot of drama between you and family members and you and friends, and between family members and the narcissist. So you have two battles going on. You're kind of fighting for the love of your life because the narcissist is letting you know that your family isn't really treating them well. They just don't like them. And, you know, obviously your family is jealous of our relationship and all that kind of C-R-A-P. So at this stage, the narcissist is enjoying controlling the narrative with everybody, and they're enjoying the attention and the drama that is ensuing from their destructive, malevolent maneuvering and destroying of people's relationships. They're enjoying the extended and excessive and incremental control they have over their target, and enjoying reaping the benefits of the target's isolated adoration of them and total compliance with the narcissist and the narcissist's narrative and agenda. When that level of attention and drama breaks down, i.e. the family withdraw, the friends withdraw, they've had enough, they've been pulverized by the narcissist, they've been hurt by their former friend or brother or sister or son or daughter, they've been very hurt by the things that they've been accused of, and by the any hurts that the child or the family member had within them from childhood, have been literally exaggerated and pulled up and fertilized by the narcissist into something so much bigger than they actually were, that the family have been distraught by the accusations and the whole awfulness, the toxicity that has come from their former loved family member towards them, and the accusations that they don't like the narcissist and stuff like this. It is a terrible, awful, disgusting time. And that is why, as you know, I call this evil. I don't see any other way to call it, any other pit-pat, psychological, textbook, you know, stuff. Yes, narcissistic personality adheres to a behaviour pattern, but this kind of stuff is disgusting. This is hurtful, destructive, evil and dark. There's no other way I can see it. There's no other way I would like to push it under the carpet, call it what it is, a spade is a spade. So when this all dies down and the family has withdrawn, so that's the family of origin of the narcissist partner, the narcissist is kind of getting edgy. It's not all that great supply coming from their partner, because the partner has opted for peace away from the family, and it's just the narcissist and their partner, and their partner is becoming exhausted. The partner is looking to the narcissist. Maybe the narcissist has shifted them across the sea, and they're looking to the narcissist to supply them with company and comfort and, you know, reassurance. And the narcissist is getting fed up with this. I mean, that's not what the target is there for. It's the narcissist who wants the target to be their resource and comfort and, you know, praiser and all these kind of things. So at this stage, and if the narcissist's and the partner's funds are low, if their finances are low, or if they need childcare, and this doesn't as much feed into the Meghan and Harry story. I'm going to get to that in a minute. This is kind of in normal general circumstances, not in the big fame game or whether are a lot of financial resources. So at a point when the family of the target could be useful to the narcissist will find a way to recontract you out to your family, in that at the first stage, they caused a division between you and your family by scurrying around in tiny wounds and opening up those wounds and making them huge, telling lies and saying your family didn't like them and causing so much division that you and the narcissist have withdrawn and the family has withdrawn from you, and there's a total breakdown in the relationship. Lo and behold, Mr. or Mrs. Narcissist will decide that, perfect and superior as they are, they can solve all issues, salve all wounds, and you guys are just so silly to be fighting. I mean, why are you fighting? You know, be like me, I get on with everybody. They have the audacity to turn things on their head and say, let me go and talk to your family and I will sort all of this out. And they use you, or they use their target, as currency with the family, but it's the narcissist who's in control of everything. So, the narcissist is in the middle, the target is here in one hand and the family's here in the other, and they're going to negotiate the peace. And if there's any issue in the future, the narcissist will be the point of reference to sort everything or anything out. So the narcissist approaches the family and says, hey, I think, you know, you can maybe see the children again for a little bit of time. They're looking for childminding. You know, we need money for one of the kids at the moment. I wouldn't like to ask you, but I've tried to convince, you know, Paula or John or Joe or Dickie or whoever the target is, I've tried to convince them to talk to you. I mean, there shouldn't be this breakdown. We should all get on, you know. There's no reason for all of this. And the reason is sitting right there. There's no reason all this should have happened. And perhaps I can get Johnny to come and have a chat with you and we can try and make things better. And in the meantime, would you mind looking after, you know, one of the kids or whatever, or, you know, hand out for the money? So the narcissist will renegotiate you back to your family once they have control of the situation. And should you re-engage with your family, it is under their guidance and their rules, and the family is left in no uncertain doubt that the narcissist is in charge of the repair of this relationship that they broke down. And in this regard, in recent times, there had been reports of Meghan Markle reaching out to King Charles to talk. And in my opinion, that's exactly what was happening in that circumstance. She was prepared to sell Prince Harry back to his family under her terms. She was the one in power and control, except it didn't work for her. Now, what I would say to you is there's a very, very interesting thing after happening in the last day or two. And I was listening to some podcasts on this and various different reports. And I was kind of sitting there wanting, you know, screaming, don't you see what's happening? Having an unfortunate intuition, whatever you like to call it, into how people can best deal with narcissists. And in my opinion on this one, the royal family and their advisors are playing an absolute blinder. So I'm going to tell you about what's happening there and how you can perhaps relate it to your own situation if you find yourself isolated from a family member, or you're the partner of a narcissist who has isolated you from your family, accusing them of all these things and saying that they don't like the narcissist and stuff, and the narcissist is making moves to bring you back to your family, and let's try and forgive them. Let's be the bigger people here. You know, I mean, let's see if they're willing and open to a discussion with us, and I'll make the initial move. And the target is saying, but you said that they didn't like you, and you know, why would you do that when you wanted an apology from them initially? And the narcissist says, well, somebody's got to do these things, and you have to be the bigger person here. And, you know, I'm just such a good person. And they, you know the story, guys. So what's happened in the last 48 hours is a report in the Daily Mail that the Daily Mail has been contacted by a senior royal courtier. And the view that they're putting across is that at this stage, King Charles or the royal family would be open to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle returning to royal duties in a capacity, provided that they would leave the other life behind, like leave the TV world and television behind. And people have been, oh, I can't believe this. I can't. No, 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 no. That's such a wrong move. Once those two get back into the family, there's going to be devastation. Why would they do that after all they've, you know, all the destruction they've caused to the family and to the UK? With all that, those innuendos of racism, that it wasn't anything to do with the behaviour of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, that it was all bullying and all hate and everything, but it's okay for Prince Harry and Meghan to destroy openly and publicly an institution and the royal family and Britain, but it's not okay if anybody answers back. That's not okay. That's bullying, that's racism, that's sexism, and it's every ism that you know can come up with. It's hate. That's the hypocrisy of the narcissist, guys. That's the hypocrisy. So they won't let other people disagree with them. They'll call it something else. So anyway, we won't get into that at the moment. What we're going to get into is this comment, because people are kind of aghast. Why would they do this? Why would the royal family say this? So I'd like to give you my opinion, and I think you can bring this into your own life if you're dealing with a similar situation. I think it is absolutely brilliant. This move is brilliant, in my opinion. So, literally the situation before this was, I think, that there's no way Harry would go back to the royal family unless he got security, extra security, or talk to the royal family, or bring Meghan and the children over, unless there was an apology from the royal family to Meghan for how they treated her. It should obviously be the other way round, but this is the way it's been twisted, and narcissists do this. They totally twist the truth to the lie to the truth, and they mess people's minds up and create a scenario where people actually begin to think that this must be the case, unless they follow the facts. You know, that, oh, they owe her an apology. For what? Apologise for not saying anything when Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tried to destroy the royal family, yet the royal family should apologise to them. So, without going further into that, what the royal family have issued via this courtier is that they're open to this pair coming back to royal duties, provided they stop what they're doing, basically. Stop monetizing their royalty. Stop doing the whinge game or the whine game. Stop making money off victimhood and ship. And stop trying to destroy freedom of speech, when anybody criticizes them, there's too much bullying and harassment on the internet. Well, they're the ones with the Sussex squad actually causing the most fake news, harassment and bullying on the internet, in my opinion. So they have, the royal family have waited, and this is what I would advise people to do. The royal family have played a blinder in that they haven't responded to the smear campaign, which is the Netflix series and all this and the books, etc. They didn't respond. They stayed quiet and they didn't complain. There was a natural distance between that was created between them and Prince Harry. And it suited Meghan Markle to keep him isolated to a certain extent for a certain length of time. They waited until Prince Harry got to the stage, and the person has got to get to the stage themselves, unfortunately, where they make moves or they speak to friends about how unhappy they are, where there is some admittance that things are not rosy in the garden. And they are never rosy in the garden with a narcissist. It is brief episodes of roses in the garden. The rest is a cesspit of snakes. That's the experience with a narcissist. It's up and down, torturous, adrenal fatigue. You know it. You've been there. Hard to describe to anyone else. It's mental torture. So they waited until there was enough evidence coming back to them, and he's still not there, in my opinion, where they would make their move. And that is exactly what I would advise people in a similar situation to do with loved ones. Instead of having nothing to do at this stage with the innuendos coming from the Sussexes that they'd like to make peace with the royal family. I mean, you know, it's not good for families to be fighting, and all you have to do is apologise and like, you know, forgive and forget. You know, we've told our story. They won't talk to us. They won't have us back. They won't do this. They won't do that. That's the smear campaign that's going on at the moment in relation to the royal family being hard and cruel and not wanting any discussion. You know the story, guys. So in order to combat that, now that Harry is in a place where he might listen to some reason or is missing his old way of life enough, they have shot this arrow across the sea. And in it, there is so much. So let me get into it. This is where I was going, screaming at the podcast. It's clever. Like when people were saying, why have the royal family done this? Okay, let's get into it. One, it stops any smear campaign about the royal family being, not fair, unfair, you know, withdrawn, aggressive, cruel, not wanting to meet halfway. So it says, yes, we would be happy to entertain, you know, you coming back to the royal family. And that's actually the truth of the royal family, is the fact that they're a family. They would welcome Harry back under certain conditions. They would welcome Harry back, hearing that he wants to come back. And I think this is a segue to a separation between these two. Again, it's my opinion. Just so Harry goes back, hears this. Yeah, there's a, you know, we can go back. We just have to do no more TV stuff. And he's happy with that because reports are coming in that he's fed up with that type of life. He wants to go back to his old way of life where he could do good things, doing his duty as a royal, which is what he was best at. The royal family know that Meghan Markle will not want to give up the TV, you know, the clothes show, the attention seeking, the drama, the victim status. And totally and utterly, Harry is going to have to look at this and think, well, my family have, even after what we've done, are welcoming us back. All we have to do is just give up the TV. What's the big deal? That's what I want to do. That's what would make me happy, Meghan. Meghan's not interested in making Harry happy. I feel that this is the best thing to stay stoic, to offer reasonable love, support and affection to the loved one that has been brainwashed by the narcissist. The loved one is now at a state where they aren't happy and they acknowledge they're not happy and they want to reconnect with family and friends. And the family and friends are not saying no, they're saying, yeah, that's fine. You know, but you have to, you obviously have to respect that if you do want to come back, we don't want any more drama or stresses or public humiliation. But of course you can come back, we're your family. This is totally, what do you call it? Stymied the narcissist. It's double. It's totally flipped the script on the narcissist. Also, even if Meghan was to come back with Prince Harry, they would have her in a controlled situation. Whereas at the moment, there is no control. These two are going around continually destructing any chance they get, throwing dirt at the royal family, even at this point in time. Even at this point in time, they're still trying to monetize the royalty. They're still trying to operate through the Sussex squad. They're still, in my opinion, trying to bully Kate. They're still trying to promote the racist agenda. So for what it's worth, the deal has been offered with little chance of it being taken up, certainly by Meghan Markle at this stage, but a chance that Harry will have to, no matter what intelligence level he's at, say, well, my family aren't against us going back. It is what I want. We did what you wanted and it hasn't worked out. So he is literally placed on a bridge between two sides and he has to make a choice. And that is why I believe that this move by the royal family, in a kind of a bluffing way, is putting it up to her. And we have a saying here, I don't know if you have it as well. It's kind of, in polite terms, it's go to the toilet or get off the pot. So I hope that makes sense and it's not too crude an ending. So that's my little assessment of the narcissist selling us back to our family, trying to manipulate that situation where they do the negotiations to, once they've harvested the fruits of the target, they want to go back and harvest the fruits of the family and the target and they be in control. And in this situation, the family have taken it one step further and called the narcissist's bluff. That's it for today, guys. We'll see you again shortly. And happy belated Thanksgiving to anyone that has stayed with us to the end. I hope you had a lovely time. And if not a lovely time, well done for getting through it. It's a very emotive time, particularly if it's your first Thanksgiving post-narcissistic enmeshment. Bye for now.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.